This is Corn Matters, an update from the Minnesota Corn Growers Association. President Richard Severson provided testimony to the EPA regarding the proposed volumes for the renewable fuel standard.
They're proposing modest growth for corn ethanol, and the proposal does maintain the 15 billion gallons called for in the original law, and it actually brings back some of those gallons that were illegally waived back in 2016. The big thing is that for farmers who grow corn for ethanol plants, these volumes provide certainty in these markets so that we can make investments and build out the infrastructure so that this can be done in the most efficient way possible. One thing we'd really like the EPA to do, though, is to support complementary policies that advance higher ethanol blends. Let the consumer choose if they want to buy E15 or E30 or some other blend in between, and not set such strict limits on what the consumer has access to.
For more information on farm policy or membership, visit mncorn.org.